grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Do you like to do it yourself? How is the mood striking you now?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome aboard. This is my second appearance on this station today.
And you've been busy.
I am busy. I was in here in the 8 o'clock hour. I have to resolve this. What is the deal with everywhere we go? It's a chair and a headphone issue.
What's wrong with your chair?
Well, no, here the chair's fine, but you don't ever get both.
Oh,
and now
gotcha.
It's the headphone thing again. They're just... It is what it is.
Are your headphones doing okay?
So, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. This is our sixth day here. And this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, I was on what I think is as good a morning show as this town has. And it was Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jim Hayes. And that could have been a very uncomfortable morning for me, because I'm the non-sports guy. They could not have made me feel more welcome. Did you hear any of it, Tim?
I didn't. I was on assignment this morning. I didn't get a chance.
Hey, I'm on assignment Fridays. What a coincidence!
Wow,
we're both on assignment.
Nice.
No, it was fun, and they were.
I heard it.
My goodness, they were easy to work with, and if you've never heard the morning show here, take it from somebody who really doesn't care much about sports, and you think, well, it's all sports. When I left here and I got in the car, typical of their show, they were talking about, what do you call a guy who's a cougar? In other words, the male counterpart to a cougar. And I don't know. We don't get names like women. They get MILF, cougar, mm-hmm. GILF, puma. They get all that. We don't get those names.
There is DILF.
What the heck is that?
DILF? It's a MILF, but for a dad. It's called a DILF.
No kidding.
No kidding.
I didn't know this.
A DILF.
So now what about the cougar thing, which is what is it? Cougar, well, there's like a woman who's 40.
Well,
or
no, there's controversy on cougar because it's
Who's here. Tim Woodburn.
Oh. Okay.
He's shaking his head because he's, you know, we do that all the time. Just right in the middle of for no reason, we just go, hey, look who's here. So go ahead.
There, I'm just saying there's controversy on cougar because I think a cougar starts at 30, but women in their 30s will adamantly say that cougar doesn't start until you're 40.
Really?
And, you know, a cougar is essentially a woman who's single, and I say 30, you say 40, whoever. Let's call it 40, just so I don't upset all the 30-year-olds listening here. 40 years old, single and on the prowl. It has to be single and on the prowl.
Okay.
A cougar. But then there's different areas of cougar, right? Like for example, right. A cougar is a single, 40, and on the prowl. But then you got those divorced cougars. So you got to separate those from the regular cougars. So a divorced cougar would be referred to as a cougar grande.
Now, do you think there are any women listening who don't know what a cougar is?
Right.
I'm sure most people know what a cougar is. But I thought a cougar was only an older woman who went after a younger guy.
Yes, it's true.
Like
no,
preying on the younger.
No,
I think he's right. No, there's nights that the cougars go after the boy toys, and then there's nights the cougars go after the sugar daddies. They can go high. They can go high or low. They can go high or low.
Can go high or low. Yeah. I thought they always went.
Gold digger.
I always thought the cougar was after younger guys. That's
what
do I know? They're not coming after me.
Right.
You know, I guess it doesn't really
matter. Your next cougar will be your first cougar?
All the chicks come after us, though. We have cougars. We have whatever. We have them all.
Yeah, well, we're having less and less as you get older. You'll realize that the you know, the cougars that are available are fewer and far between. The ones that interested in us are fewer and farther between.
Well, there's a lot of cougars out there. Trust me.
There's a lot of them there.
But that, you know, that's the discussion they were having was...
It's not a sports show. I've been on their show. It really... And I concur with you. It's three of the lowest egos I've ever met in my life is those three guys doing that show. They're just really fun guys to deal with.
I had a blast being here with them this morning. Now, a quick update on the studio. We are, as many of you know, we have come over here from another station where we were there 20 years. And let me give you the good news, the bad news. The good news is it's a fantastic facility and it's all brand new. But, and this is typical of radio, somehow or other, they managed to build a studio without a clock, and there's no clock. Now, all radio studios have a clock. That's going to be changed in 2 days or less. That will be changed. They have the clock. But here's the thing. Somebody just completely forgot. Dan Strauss is in another room. There are two doors you have to go through to get to him. Yeah. Dan, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
See, but he's across. So if we're off the air, let's pretend now we're off the air.
Okay.
And the mics are not on.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Dan. He can't hear me.
No.
There's no way to communicate. They forgot to put in that, Dan, listen, when we come back after commercial, you know, that thing. So then he could answer me. So what I had to do, and this is the cheap way, I brought in two walkie-talkies that I haven't used for a while. I put new batteries in them, and I just want to check. Dan, what you're going to be what, red, blue fox?
Let's see, blue fox. Yeah, blue fox, you're red leader.
I don't want to be red. Okay. Red, oh, no,
but
no,
you I'd wanted like, an animal.
Fox, like an animal.
Red, leader. Red dragon.
I think you should go with silver fox.
No, you have two foxes. That's he's Charlie red Pride. Fox. No, red. You're red. What again?
He's blue fox.
Blue. Okay, no, you're blue. Wait a minute.
You were blue fox.
You don't
fox.
Even know who you are.
Red you were fox. Red wolf. That's right. What you're
no,
talking
red
about.
Red fox.
Last.
The blue. No.
You be crap. No. Here. You want to be red wolf or blue fox? Which one?
Oh, I'll be blue fox.
Okay. Can you remember your own name?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
I am.
Yeah, got a headache.
I'm red.
Wolf leader.
Wolf. No. Wolf.
Oh, red wolf.
No, we're doing animals. Oh, okay. I'm red wolf. You're blue. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Go ahead. Red wolf to blue fox. Is it? Yeah, red wolf to blue fox. You read me?
I read you over.
No, you got to talk into it.
I know. I'm trying to. Hold on here.
It's I told you it's the one by the antenna. It's on the left by the
end. No!
It's under the antenna.
It.
No, you're not.
I have an instruction manual. Hold on here.
Just
put him to sleep.
Hello?
Put him to sleep, Frank.
Blue fox to red wolf.
Hello? Oh, there we go. Hold on.
Blue fox to red wolf. Right.
Over. Go ahead.
Well, hallelujah. Okay, so this is what we're going to have to do. I can't remember who I am. I'm
you're Red Wolf.
No, you know what? We have to change. I can't remember that. Red
say,
Wolf, Blue Fox. Let's think of something else.
I'll just go.
How about
hey,
Frank?
Smoke.
You know what? Let's go with that. Frank
okay.
and Dan.
Okay.
But it's more fun like you're in the Cub Scouts or you're camping.
Yeah.
If you do the you know red leader to Roger Six. So let's just try to think of names we can remember.
Smokey and Bandit.
Smokey to Bandit. Bandit to Smokey.
Break it to the Bandit.
That's not bad.
Smokey.
Let's try that. Who's Smokey?
Well, you are.
No, because he smokes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So
he's
I'm
smoking,
Bandit.
You're Bandit.
Let's try that.
Okay. All right.
Bandit to Smokey. Bandit to Smokey. Go ahead.
You got Smokey. Hello.
No, Dan, you're what? Not coming through
wait,
the thing.
Wait.
You're not even pushing
there.
I am. You got Smokey. Go ahead.
Okay. Then you were. Then you
okay.
were. Bandit to Smokey. How long before we break for commercials? And are we calling Londoff today, or am I doing it over?
You're doing it. And what was that, Trevor? Hold your fingers up again. I don't know about
10 minutes to break. 10 minutes. I got to do it this way. You saying 10 minutes to break time?
That's affirmative.
Okay. Roger that. You guys, they always say Roger that.
Oh, yeah.
In the military.
10-4.
Why do they have to do that? What if they just
I
don't know. Said?
I think it's because if you say okay, that's the something to do with the letter system. If you're naming off a license plate or something, instead of saying, have you got that okay, you would just say, have you got that Roger? So then where there's no confusion.
Then why do they always
who's
say
Roger? It, because it acknowledges that the message came through
okay,
without static.
They always say mm-hmm. Roger that. What if you just said Roger and not that?
Yeah.
Roger, Roger.
And what if
we're going to go with just Roger.
What if the guy's name was Roger that you're talking to?
All right, now let's try this again. We'll pretend that we're in commercials. And I don't really go to commercials. But, all right, we'll be right back after these commercials. I'm Franco Pena. You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan. Smokey, are you there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Hey, you're going to go next door after the show and get some candied bacon or something?
I think I am, and probably a Caesar salad.
See, you're deliberately trying to have a better voice than I have.
No.
No, you are. No, you are. You're using that voice you have to make me. He is. Thank you, Tim.
He's upstaging
to make me sound like a girl. That's what you're trying to do. So raise your voice a little bit. So
player.
I don't. What?
He's not a team player.
Okay.
Okay.
Smokey, this is Bandit. Do you read me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, not that. Come on. Just sort of, you know, just be yourself. That's all. Bandit to Smokey, read me.
You got Smokey. Go ahead, Bandit.
Yeah, it's a big 10-4. I'm experimenting with some headphones here while we're doing the break. So if you don't mind, you'll see me shuffling around. There's no trouble over here. You don't have to come over. It's just me swapping headphones. Over.
Roger that.
No, we said we're not going to say that.
Just oh, okay.
We're just going to say Roger.
Okay.
So let's try it again. Over.
Roger.
All right. Catch you on the flip side.
You keep your keep the pedal to the metal. Oh,
that's CB talk.
Out.
We're not on CB. Okay. Well, how do we end the conversation? Why do we know, like, okay, we're done? What do you say?
Out.
Out.
Oh.
That's it.
Over out. And out.
Well, why over?
Bandit
that's
out.
Just how it is.
Smokey out. Bandit out.
Mm-hmm. Bandit out. I like that. Okay. All right. Bandit out.
Smokey out.
There you go. And now we're coming out of commercial. Okay, you're back in the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan. This is going to work.
That's smooth.
But here's the problem. The engineering people will hear it and they'll go, we don't have to put that in now.
I know.
Because they got it. Walkie-talkies. Now, my grandson's 4. And I dug these out because we don't have a way to talk to each other. And so he sees me with them. They stay with us for 10 days, 2 days to go. He says, Grumpy, what's that? I said, walkie-talkie. Now, that name right there is a great kid name, walkie-talkie. It's so silly. And why did they call it that? Because when adults use it, it sounds stupid. Walkie-talkie, like singy and playy.
Because you're walking and you're talking.
I understand that. But why didn't they call them walk and talkers? But it's walkie-talkie. So he said, what are they? And I said, well, you talk to each other on them. So I gave him one, and I took one. And it's the funniest thing. Listen to me, folks. You go into any, like, Best Buy. You can get these things, and they'll go, like, a half mile. They're $50 or something. They're not that big a deal. So I gave him one. And he says, Grumpy, I'm going to go upstairs, and you stay downstairs. I said, okay. So I go upstairs, and I hear him go, Grumpy. Where are you? I said, I'm downstairs. Where are you?
I'm upstairs.
He thought that's the greatest thing in the world. I mean, kids love stuff like this. So here's what I've discovered by having a grandson who's old enough to play with and actually communicate with is for all of the technology and for everything that's changed, there are a few things that are still exactly like they were when we were kids. They still like to make a tent out of chairs and a blanket. They do. In the house. Put a blanket over some furniture, and they crawl there in a tent. They're camping out. They still like to explore. We've gone night hunting, he likes to call it, for the last 3 nights. He got his little flashlight. I have a flashlight. We go out, and we catch bugs and look for frogs. You don't need money to do that stuff. So for everybody who's, you know, on a tight budget, it doesn't take a lot to do things that kids will remember for a long, long time. Oh, I remember that time I was 5 years old, my grandpa, he took me out. We went night hunting. And it just requires a flashlight and a bucket. We always take a bucket with us just in case we catch something that we might need to put in a bucket. So far, the last 2 nights, bad. Too much rain. We haven't caught any raccoons or possums in our trap because the rain's driven them away. But my point is, you're looking for a Christmas idea? Forget all this other stuff, whatever the hot item is. Just go back to the old walkie-talkies. Mm-hmm. And you'll get hours and hours of fun out of that.
And some stilts.
Oh, my goodness. We called them Tom Walkers. Yeah. It's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah.
I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Walkers. Real stilts are the ones like in the circus.
Right.
But Tom Walkers, and you're talking about the things where you hold under your arms, you put, and they're just pegs on a pole, and it makes you 7 feet tall.
You can make your own. Cheap. It's cheap.
We
it's
did.
It's a cheap gift.
We did. That's a great idea. Here's another one. A little more dangerous. Potato gun.
I used to have one of those as a kid.
Oh, man.
Love potato guns.
Hairspray, PVC pipe, and potatoes. That's all you need.
Hairspray.
And a spark flint. Well, that's the igniter.
Oh.
Yeah. The hairspray. And a flint, like a Coleman lantern starter. And my sons, we had a potato gun factory in our basement. A factory. And they sold them to their friends. Now, the problem with that is if you start selling that stuff or letting your kids give other kids that, some little dumb kid who doesn't know what he's doing blows his face off, and then you go to jail. So you only let your own kids blow their faces off.
Right. Or burns himself. My brother did that, and it backfired. And
that's what happened to you?
Yeah. No, it happened to him.
What happened to you? Something.
No, I didn't.
Always going to be one kid that screws it up.
I flipped over on my bike and hit my head.
Yeah. And that's what happened?
Yeah. All probably.
Right. All right, we need to practice again. How long before we break?
Three minutes.
All right, let's just practice for what we do when we break. Let's pretend it's 3 minutes from now. Okay. We'll be back right after these words. In fact, we don't actually say that, but let's just say that I would say it's 3 minutes from now would be 3:29. It's 3:29 at 590 The Fan. Smokey, are you there?
You got Smokey. Go ahead.
You need anything?
Yeah. Can you run over and get some soup next door?
Sure. How'd you like that restaurant last night?
It was pretty good. I liked it okay.
Roger. Out.
Roger, out.
See? This works. Mm-hmm. Excellent. By the way, after the show last night, thank you, Tim. After the show last night, we had a meeting. It was me and Dan and John Handy, is that his name?
Hadley.
Yeah, he was there, and he was was talking, you know.
Hey, do you want some Chinese food?
It was going on. Hey, he wants some Chinese food, yeah.
And Dan and I were there, and we went to this place down the street called Wan Thu.
Wow.
And somebody in the group had a great question. How come so many Chinese restaurants have Thu in the name? Think about it. Something foo. There's kung fu, which is not food. What do you think foo means? Don't look at it. You're cheating if you look at it.
I'm not. I'm sending a text.
You're sending a text while you're on the show?
Yeah.
What kind of work?
It means fortune or good luck.
I wasn't ready to say what it was. Oh, my goodness.
You mowed your lawn.
He just mowed your lawn. So the guy who was our waiter, who I got the impression owned the place, and we asked him his name, he go, "Oh, my name is James." We said, "What's your real name?" He said, "Oh, James." No, and then he told us his real name was Doyo Zingaba. And so I said, "Okay, let's go with James." I said, What is Wan Fu? And he said, "It means a good luck."
Yeah.
Wan is apparently good, or look that up, Limey.
Was it Wa or
Wan? Wasn't it? It was Wan Fu. Wan means good, and Fu means luck. Wan Fu, good luck. So what is Kung Fu? Kick luck? Or why would that be called anything? Fu. Kung Fu. So Wan Fu is good. And by the way, the food was good. It wasn't, how should I put this?
Authentic?
No, it was not the
spicy,
tidiest place. It wasn't new. It was old, and it was a little bit
disheveled.
Yeah. And those are the best places to get good Chinese food. I have never had better Chinese food than a restaurant that looks like the cleaning people skipped a day.
Who wants to eat in an impeccably clean restaurant?
No one. Exactly.
Because
that's a trick.
Right.
See, that's a trick.
On the table. Big old Lazy Susan on the table where we could put our plates on there and turn and have Frank take pieces off and have...
That adds a lot to the story.
Kung Fu means skill, art, labor, and effort.
Why is Fu in there if it means luck?
That's what it is. No, it's skill, art. That's the Kung part. The Fu, I think, is the luck part.
Doesn't make sense. Skill, art, luck.
Yeah, skill, art,
labor,
effort.
Hey, what are you doing there? What's that you're doing to that guy? Skill, art, luck. Making sense. But this place had good food, And I got to be careful how I say this. I think Tim is right. If you go in a place and it's absolutely at the tables, the floor, they're hiding something. They're doing that to throw off how dirty the kitchen is. Could be, but the food. So now you know that Wan Fu means good luck. So my idea was we open a competing restaurant next door mm-hmm. called Gudruk, Gudruk. Actually, it's the same thing. It's just, you know, spelled differently. So it's a nice meeting. Can I do a little business, then we take a break? Okay. Tomorrow night, pay close attention to this because this is going to be fun. And I might add, on occasion, I may forget and sort of turn away from the mic. And until that's the other thing missing. They haven't put the sound deadening stuff on the walls yet. So when you turn away a little, it's like in a cave. Mm-hmm. So we're trying not to do that. Now, when we get that stuff up, it won't matter. If you turn away, it'll just sound like you turn away. It won't bounce back at you like that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, 5 to 8 o'clock, this is huge. Listen to this. Johnny Londoff at the dealership, Washington Elizabeth Exit, Interstate 270, North County, you know where it is. They're having a crossover open house. Now, that's not crossover like cross-dresser, people showing up, transgender. It's crossover like a vehicle, like an Equinox, the all-new Equinox. Even Dan said when he saw it for the first time, he goes, oh, my goodness, look at that new Equinox. They want you to test drive the Equinox Traverse Trax. And so they're having this open house, and they're calling it a crossover open house because those vehicles are referred to as crossovers. Now, Peroni's and the Ferguson Brew House are providing food. I don't know how anybody would not want to go to this. Tomorrow from 5 to 8, tomorrow night, they will have drawings for prizes. You can test drive these vehicles. There'll be a small pop-up tent out front with balloons. They're serving brisket, toasted ravioli, one of my favorite things in the world, chicken strips, mozzarella sticks, raw, and I can't stand this word, but I'm going to say it. I've never liked this word, veggies. I can't stand that. I'd rather just say raw vegetables. Mm-hmm. But everybody says veggies. So raw veggies and dip and cookies. Let me repeat that. 5 to 8 o'clock, and I'm sure they'll probably run past 8. They're not going to shut everything down and kick people out, but it's officially 5 to 8. Brisket, which I didn't even know what that was till like 3 years ago. It's just really good meat, right? What is it?
Yes.
Is it beef? It's beef.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Probably next to corned beef in the cow. They serve a brisket chili right next door. I mean,
The brisket chili next door is unbelievable, but brisket is...
It's a cut of meat.
Yeah,
it's just a cut of meat. It's usually really,
really tender.
Tender, good.
Yeah.
Toasted ravioli. I've only had bad toasted ravioli like twice. I don't care if it's round. Some of them do round, some do square, some do bigger, some small. It's St. Louis. It's toasted ravioli. Chicken strips, mozzarella sticks, raw veggies, and dip and cookies. All of that tomorrow night at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Knock yourselves out. Go there. Tell them your AM and the PM. Clean them out. Eat all that stuff. But take a test drive. And there's no obligation here. You can register to win stuff. They just want you to drive these spectacular new vehicles. And if all you do is take a test drive, stuff yourself, and go home, and I'm sure there'll be a couple of people. The one thing about toasted ravioli, it's easy to sneak those in your pocket because if there's no sauce on them, they don't make a mess. So you could actually, you know, put two or three toasted raviolis in your pocket. So, again, it's tomorrow night at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the crossover open house. I would love it if as many of you as you can go by there after work, go grab your rest of your family, and go and tell them your AM and the PM. That is everything. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Washington Elizabeth Exit off Interstate 270, North County, 24/7 at Londoff.com. All right, experiment number three, third set of headphones. This is better. It's interesting. I just put on the third set of headphones. They don't belong to me. They're the cheapest set in here. Sounds much better. Isn't that unbelievable? Keep cranking up just a little bit my headphones over there.
Sure.
Yeah. Here's another thing. Thank you. In Walgreens, at the checkout counter, they're called Splash. They're earbuds. I've talked about this before. They're $5. The greatest earbuds I have ever put on.
Why is that, Frank?
Because they're clear.
Oh.
I have some. I have them right now.
The other place, I told our technical guy about them. He went out and got them. It's all he uses now. And he's like an IT tech guy. $5, earbuds, but I don't like them in the studio because I like the feel of headphones. We're going to take some phone calls. We already have a two. Now, one other good piece of news. We are working on acquiring another phone number because this number, I've decided, is just too hard. 855-282-8255. Too many fives and twos flying around.
Right.
855.
You mix it up.
282-TALK. And I'm one of those people. I don't like the letters. I don't have to search which is K, which number is T. And I don't want to do that. So it's 855-282-8255 until we get our new number.
Mm-hmm. You can put any suggestions for that?
Well, no, except anything but 855-282-8255. I watched a commercial yesterday, and these law firms are smart because one law firm is like 314-444-4444. The other one is 314-7777, and another one is 314-333-3333. We have to do something like that, so we'll get it done.
When I was a talk show host in another state, I was on a station that the numbers were 590, and they use 5959 as the suffix, and that was the easiest thing for people to remember.
We're trying to get a number that's like 969-something-590. And when we get it, we'll have a celebration. Right. But for now, if you'd like to call, we'll talk to you right now. It is still the cumbersome and hard to remember 855, which in itself makes this hard, because what is that? 800-888-866. Mm-hmm. Now we got 855. Mm-hmm. So it's 855-282-TALK.
What happened to the cannibals?
Well, apparently didn't work.
Yeah,
the cannibal story.
They ate each other.
I thought it would work.
Yeah.
But it didn't work.
Didn't fly.
The yard sale on Saturday, we died the first hour. Mm-hmm. Second hour was great. And I'm telling you, it's that stinking number. Mm-hmm. It's at 855-282-TALK or 282-8255. Scott is on the phone. Hello, Scott.
Frank.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear you.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second, Scott. Hey, Smokey, you there?
Yeah.
This is White Wolf.
I got White Wolf on live. You may want to listen in. Over.
I got it. I'm listening.
All right, now. Scott is checking our new intercom system that we have here at the station. What's going on?
Who exactly White Wolf?
He's a caller. He's a listener.
Oh, okay.
What's up? What's up, White Wolf?
Frank, I got to tell you, I'm glad you're on the air, and I thoroughly enjoyed this morning.
Thank you. I had a great time in here this morning. Those guys were great hosts.
Well, you made the show.
What?
You made the show.
I'm sorry. These headphones, what? Say it one more time. What?
You made the show.
Okay. I couldn't hear you there.
Your headphones
Thank
cut
you.
Out.
I don't, maybe that hour, but I could never carry my own, hold my own with those guys for more than an hour here and there, because it's a sports show. But here's what I like about the show. I get in the car and I leave. Half of what they're talking about as I'm leaving is not sports, and it's just fun. They remind me a lot of, you know, who Bob and Tom, are they in this town anymore? I don't think so, no. But they remind me a lot of Bob and Tom in that the chemistry is there without all the overdone laugh track stuff. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, because I had a good time.
I'm wondering if I could ask you several questions.
Sure.
And please don't cut me off.
I never cut anybody off. I don't do that.
Okay. Like I said, I have like three or four questions.
I'm going to have to cut you off. I'm hoping
that you'll answer my question.
Well, it depends on if it's something real personal. I might not, but I probably will. Go ahead.
Okay. Why isn't Jose with you?
Because he works for another station. He doesn't work for me. He only worked for me in that segment. I paid him for that segment, but he is an employee of another station. If he were to do that working for another station, they'd fire him. Because now he's doing a segment on a competing station that's about to demolish that station. And I don't think they look upon that. I will tell you this. He would love to be here doing that, but he just can't. Not while he's a full-time employee of another station.
Does that also apply to Peon?
I can't comment on Peon. Peon resigned. He quit. And he has asked that we not talk about him. So that's what we're doing. Now, he worked for me, entirely for me, and he left the show.
Okay, my next question.
How am I doing so far? I haven't cut you off, see?
No, you haven't. And that's one of the reasons why I really like you, Frank. You make my day because you make me laugh.
Thank you. And I have a feeling this next question is going to be the cutoff question. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Cut them off.
I'm ready.
Why did Karen leave?
I fired her.
Well, I understand that, but why?
Well, when you get specific about why you let somebody go, I don't think it's fair to that person. She's not here to defend herself, but I don't think she would argue the fact that I let her go. And sometimes you do that for budgetary reasons. Sometimes you do it for other reasons. But I don't think discussing why is fair without giving her a chance to. Does that make sense? But
yeah, it makes sense.
And I didn't want to do it. I hated it because to this day, she has the single greatest female voice I have ever heard. And I found her. I was in the car and I heard her do a newscast. And when I heard her voice, I said, okay, you know what? That woman, whoever she is going on our show. But I had to let her go. And I hated that.
Yeah. Well, again, it was one of those things where I think she added something to your show.
She did.
And it's just one of those things where I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels the same way. We miss having her on here.
I miss that. I miss Terry. But if people knew all of the details, they would absolutely understand why sometimes you have to do things you wish you didn't have to do.
I understand. Yeah. And then one more question, if
sure.
you don't mind.
Sure.
Was Paul just wanting to retire completely?
Paul Harris has made it clear he doesn't want a regular radio job. He doesn't want a show every day. He's had his fill of radio.
Not wrong, Paul.
Oh, Paul Warner.
Oh, I thought you. Okay, I'm sorry, Paul Harris.
I thought he was talking about Paul Harris.
Paul
as well.
Warner was a terrific yard sale host, and Scott Sherman will be too. Paul Warner simply wanted to travel, and you can't travel and then be here one Saturday and gone two Saturdays and here. So he just called me and said, "My wife and I really want to travel." He said, "Man, it has been a great 15 and a half years, and he loved doing it, but they want to hit the road." And I said, okay, understand. I hated it, but I understood.
Sure. Well, the other thing is I want to thank you for the yard sale along with First Community.
Well, do me a favor, Scott. Find something to sell Saturday and call. No, I'm not kidding. Call right at 7 o'clock because we died 1,000 deaths last Saturday. Go ahead.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Not only have the 800 number, but I have a regular 314 number.
No, all we need is one number that people can remember. That's all we need. You don't need two or three numbers. Just we need one.
But we don't have that.
Are working on acquiring that number right now. We'll get it.
I would make it an easy number.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. We want it to be easy. Right. Look, if I had my way, it would be 314-969 fans or something easy. We'll get it. We'll get one. We're working on it. We'll get it.
All right. Anyway, I really enjoyed talking to you.
Now, you did that on purpose. Scott, you did that on purpose, didn't you? Anyway, didn't you?
Thank you, Scott.
To test Limey, he passed the test. Hang on one second. I have to talk to Dan privately and not on the air.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Smokey. Right. Smokey, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I know if you're listening in there or not, but Scott just did something really cool. He did a test and Limey passed the test.
Oh, good job. No, I wasn't listening at all, but I'll tune in.
I wanted you to know. Over. Out.
Thanks for letting me know. Over out.
This talkback thing works great.
Oh, yeah.
Scott, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. And seriously, find something to sell and call us like 7 o'clock Saturday morning. We do that?
I will definitely do that. And again, I'm glad you're back on the air. We really and truly missed you.
So am I. It was a long 2 weeks. Thank you.
I hope you're on for another 100 years.
Wow.
Well, that would be a medical breakthrough, wouldn't it? I'd like to do this for another month. No, three to 5 years, maybe. Scott, thank you. We'll take a break. Thanks a lot.
All right, my pleasure.
All right, we'll have to take a break here. Can I do my business? Yeah. I'm going to read an email. This is Thompson Price. Now, when I read this, I want you to understand, folks, they're not in the appliance business. You don't call Thompson Price and go, hey, I need a refrigerator. They do the whole thing. But I want you to hear this. It says, Frank, I'm going to make this brief, but I want you to hear this story. I ordered a Sub-Zero refrigerator from a local store on June 15th, 2017. Promises of delivery drug on for 3 months, and we're going nowhere. I called Thompson Price to see if they could deliver one, but they don't do that. They don't sell Sub-Zero. But Tom Price said, let me see what I can do. And within 2 days, turned me on to a woman who works for an authorized appliance place in St. Louis. She called me and said that while they usually only deal with builders, developers, she would help because of Tom Price. Then she made a call to somebody else who does sell those things to kitchen and bath shops. He says, to sum it up, the three of them got my problem fixed, and it included a savings of $1,078 over the price charged by the original dealer, an additional one-year factory warranty, helped get my full refund from the original dealer, who said they would charge me a $1,740 restocking fee and refund only part of my down payment, which I paid in total up front. And the other place that Tom Price turned me on to only charged 50% down until delivery and installation. He said it pays to be AM and the PM, as demonstrated by Thompson Price, who received not $1 for any of this help. And you can use this on the air if you see fit. Ron Brittick. Ron, not surprised. Now, you can't, folks, don't go calling Thompson Price saying, hey, I want this, I want that, the appliance. Or this was a special case, and somebody he realized really needed some help, and he knew the right people to call to help Ron out in this case. You call them when you're ready to completely remodel a kitchen or bathroom, but this is who you're dealing with, these people that did what they did for Ron. Thompson Price showroom is in De Pere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli on the left side as you're going east on Manchester. And of course they have a website. It's Thompson. Oh, make sure, I don't care how many companies you talk to, make sure the name Price is in at least one of them. Okay. ThompsonPrice.com.
The city lights.
So Limey says, coming out of these commercials, what kind of music would you like? And I said, well, just mix it up, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. He says, what about the Box Tops? That's not a good impression. What about the Box Tops? And I said, yeah, Box Tops are fine. He goes, I said, what, the letter? He goes, I like that one. I said, what about Neon Rainbow? He says, oh, I've never heard of it. I said, it's a nice, easy song, Rainbow. Nice song by the Box Tops. So that takes us to Jeff, who's been holding a lot longer than I would have held. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Frank, that's a great song.
I like it. I agree
with
you.
That is a great song. That's probably one of their best songs.
I agree. It wasn't the biggest hit, but I agree.
No, it wasn't. I think that was a follow-up to the letter. I just wanted to say hi to all you guys and put my 2 cents worth and welcome 590.
All right, hang on. Hang on 1 second here. Hang on. Yeah, Smokey? Oh, Dan, come on. It's not that hard.
No, I'm trying to push the button here.
Hello? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Jeff's on the line. I just want to make sure you're listening because he wants to say hi to everybody.
Roger that. I will turn us back on.
All right, out. All right, we got everybody's attention. Thank you. What's up? What else? What's up, Jeff?
There you go. Yeah, I just wanted to thank you. I enjoyed this morning immensely. I just happened to turned my radio on, and there you were, and I just listened intently, and I thought it was great. I'm AM and the PM.
There you go. Thank you.
And you guys, the holding on the phone sounds real good. I don't know if 590 has ever sounded this good.
It never has. It sounds, they just start sounding great the week out here.
I used to be a regular caller a long time ago.
Well, you can start again, because let me tell you something. It went way beyond just putting out the welcome, Matt. But I'm not kidding. That was
my fault. That was my finger slipped. My finger slipped on that one. That was a legitimate mistake.
Tell everybody your name. What is it?
Limey. My name is Limey, and I'm an idiot.
That was his fault. So they went beyond putting out the welcome mat. They have actually put in things they would never have put in just to accommodate the show. This station never took multiple calls before. They would have a guest on the phone, but they wouldn't stack up calls and put people on hold. They couldn't, and we need to do that. So thank you. It's so far a great place to be.
You are quite welcome, and I'm going to continue to listen. And I told my wife yesterday, I said, I knew the punchline of that joke. And by golly, I was right.
Good for you. And Sat, you got anything to sell Saturday morning in the 7 o'clock hour, the first half hour?
Not at this time, but when I do, I'll call.
Find something by Saturday, please, and sell it. We'll sell it for you, okay?
There you go, Frank. You guys have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Jeff. He sounded happy.
He did. And Brian, who's if we have time to take Brian, he has actually some names for us.
All right. Well, we have an hour, a minute, shoot, an hour. We have a minute and 45 seconds. Brian, how are you?
Done. We'll make it quick. I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. When Boy Scouts as a kid, I always liked the acorn and the fox squirrel.
That's a good one.
Fox and, squirrel and acorn.
And the limey could be called English muffin.
that sounds gay.
You know, I'm not going to lie. Many women have called me English muffin.
Really?
They have?
Yeah, they have. That is that's a nice little nickname I've been given.
So, Brian, did you know that was some kind of British terminology, English muffin?
I had no idea.
Well, you stumbled on something because he says they've actually called him that.
Thank you, Brian.
We call him mistake maker. Anything else?
No, that's a great show.
You have anything to sell? I'm hitting everybody. Let me tell you something. Saturday, poor Scott Sherman. We were just around the desert. No, nothing. First half hour. No, nothing.
Crickets chirping.
That can't happen again. So 855-282-TALK. We're going to get a better number. And the second hour was fantastic. It was every call we could have taken. For whatever reason, people didn't get up until 8. I don't know.
Next time that happens, just call me and I'll sell some stuff I got at home.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just start throwing stuff out. I got neighbors and family members that got stuff in their backyards. Well, I'll sell some of their stuff.
Yeah, just
there you go.
Yep. I'll deliver it.
Yeah, change your name. All right, you hear that music? That music means it's time to take it to the top of the hour. And Tim Woodburn's going to have some news for you. We come back. We have a guest segment auditioner. They're trying out for the movie segment. 4 o'clock. 590 The Fan.
Elysium Restoration and Design specializes in basements, kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. Elysium has a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget, whether it's a basic remodel or your dream project. The owner, Jason, started with an idea and a pickup truck, and over the past 20 years, he's seen every type of job there is and continues to provide high-quality work to his customers. Visit online at erdstl.com or find Elysium on Facebook. Elysium Restoration and Design, trust is one of the things they build well.